ఓం వక్రతుండ మహాకాయ సూర్యకోటి సమప్రభ నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యేషు సర్వదా సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవతు మే సదా గురురేవ గతిర్గురుమేవ భజే గురునైవ సహాస్మి నమో గురవే నగురోః పరమం శిశురస్మి గురోర్మతిరస్తి గురౌ మమ పాహి గురో. అసాధ్య సాధక స్వామిన్ అసాధ్యం తవ కిం వద రామదూత కృపాసింధో మత్కార్యం సాధయ ప్రభో. ఓకే, సో లెట్స్ గెట్ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ ద సెకండ్ సెషన్ టుడే ఆన్ కోశ దర్శనం. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ class we were just looking at some introduction, so today we will deep dive into the first kosha, which is the apte kosha. So as I said, we will start with this apte's practical sanskrit english dictionary 1890 edition. If you go to the marketplace, there are quite a few dictionaries by apte, but what we are going to do is practical Sanskrit English dictionary. Okay, so an introduction, very brief introduction to the dictionary. It was compiled by Sri Vaman Shivaram Apte. He lived for just 34 years, but his scholarly output was remarkable. His Sanskrit dictionaries are widely used in schools and colleges, as I mentioned. Even now, as we speak, his dictionaries are quite widely used. And the practical Sanskrit English dictionary is his greatest work. And as I said, because of copyright issues, the latest edition, 1957 edition, is not available online. But we will look at the earliest edition, 1890 edition, which is the first edition. There are very few changes from the 1890 edition to 1957 edition. As you see, 1957, he was not alive. Like 1890 edition, he passed away 2 years after this first edition. So the 1957 edition is done by other people, some of his well-wishers and other people. So, okay. We will just go into, let me share this also. Okay, now I'm just sharing the screen. We'll also expand it a bit. Okay, so hopefully you're seeing my screen. So we will go into this, as I mentioned last week itself, Cologne Digital Sanskrit Dictionaries page. So the URL of the site is www.sanskrit-lexicon.uni-cologne.de. And it says Cologne Digital Sanskrit English Dictionaries. I'm going a little bit slow because I want you to get this particular thing very well, because we are going to use this page again and again and again. So in this page, we will start with this APTE 1890, if you see here. So which is the APTE Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary. This is, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in the list. Okay, somebody is asking me, can you put up this chat link in the link in the chat window? Okay, let me do that. All right. Sorry. Okay. I have put it up in the chat window. So now I will go and click into the APTE Practical Sanskrit English Dictionary. So in this, if you, I would recommend you to go into the list display. List display. I'm going to click on this. So the list display, if you click, you should get this particular page where you will have the dictionary name, and then next is preferences and one box to type in the text, and then a small keyboard icon next to it. We are going to use this keyboard icon because it will help us in mapping the keys, what keys we want to type in. It will show us very clearly. Before that, there was one question from previous class. You were not able to see that particular output similar to what I saw in my computer. So let me go into that a bit. Okay, somebody is saying the voice is feeble. Let me, I don't know. Maybe you can increase the volume in your own computer. That's okay. I will try to speak up also. One thing is, I know I'm going very slow on this, but I want you to get all these things because this is very useful later. Once you are off class, you can try all these things. Okay, so next one I want to do is show you the preferences. Okay, if you see if you click on the preferences, you will see this kind of a this particular window which comes out. In that, make sure that your input display is Devanagari. Your server display is also Devanagari. And make sure that your keyboard input is phonetic. And you can pick any of that. I have picked this SLP1. There are quite a few in this. If you drop down, one is the Kyoto Harvard, SLP1 Indian language, and some other things. So basically, if you can. If you can change the input display to Devanagari and server display to Devanagari, that will be very useful. And the keyboard input to phonetic. So this was one question in the from previous class. So now I am going to pull out, click on this keyboard next to that box, text box. If you click on that, you will get a keyboard out. So you can drag this bar and keep it here. And then, as I said, we want to start with a Mangalavachakah Shabdaha. So Rama, we'll start it. So for Rama, we have to see where Repaha comes first. So here is Repa. And then after that, you want to type Akaraha. Akaraha is here. And then the Makaraha. So you come and find the Makaraha here. So you have to type M for that. So R, capital Ramaha, sorry. For Ramaha, we have to do Akaraha, right? So I'll type R, capital A, M, and a small a. If you type that, you will get, and press Enter, you will get Rama as an entry. And then you can close this bar using this X sign. Yeah. Okay. So now we have this Rama Shabdaha here. We got it. We got till this point. This you need a little more practice to get to this point. After that, you will start looking at the entries. So keep practicing. Okay. Now I will go into the dictionary, how the dictionary is organized. So as I said, previously, this is a list display. So Rama is here. Rabhasya is one thing. Rabhasyam and Ramaka is here. So it is listed in alphabetical order of the starting letters and so on. So this is particularly the Rama. This is particularly the Rama Shabdaha. Now we see Rama and then colon record ID here. I don't know, is the screen sharing is paused? Okay. So the Rama and you see the colon ID here and then the printed book page. So if you click on this, you will see they have scanned the entire particular point where you are seeing this entry in the dictionary. You will start seeing the scanned version here. Okay, it's coming up. Okay, so let me also quickly enlarge this a bit. Okay, I've enlarged it. So basically, this is the entry in the, this is the physical dictionary scanned version. So you see exactly this is where, what is there in this page also, where which we were seeing. That is just being digitized and they have changed the font and all these things. You can cut, paste and those things. This is in PDF. So this is very useful when you want to give proofread. For example, if you see something different from what you see in the dictionary, in the digitized, in the website, you can say, okay, this is the corrected version. You can look at the correct version. Okay, let's go back. Okay, so let's go into the each entry of this particular Rama Shabda. So first entry you see here is A, which says it is an adjective. So when in Sanskritam, when somebody says it's an adjective, it is actually qualifying a noun. It is correct. It is visheshanam. It's called visheshanam, which qualifies a visheshya. But then it is little bit more than what an adjective in English is. So basically, there is a thing which yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhaktihi visheshyasya tarlingam tadvachanam sacha vibhaktihi visheshanasyapi. So it means basically when a koshakara gives this, it is a noun form and also it can come in all three genders. Pullingaha, Srilingaha, Apicha, Napunsakalingam. So, Pullingam, Srilingam, Napunsakalingam, Api. So, basically, you get this Rama, iti Sabda, in all three genders. That's what it means. So, now, after that, the Koshakaraha gives this particular thing. Ram Kartri Ghai Nava. So, now, this is what I said was the Vyutpatihi of the Shabda. So basically this is the etymology. So from Ram Dhatuhu, there is a Kartri Ghai Pratyaya or Na Pratyaya. If you add to this Ram Dhatuhu, you will get this Shabda. And the first meaning, when dictionary gives meanings, it is an ascending or the order of importance. So the first meaning is pleasing, delighting, rejoicing. So Rama iti shabdaha, in as an adjective, it means pleasing, delighting, rejoicing. So as I said, it's an adjective and it is in all three lingas. So it is how do you know what are the forms? So for this the dictionary will not give you. We need to know a little bit of background about, okay, this is an akaraanta shabdaha. So Ramaha in pullinga, Rama in strilinga, and Ramam in napunsakalingam. We should know that. Yeah, it's not absolutely required to use the keyboard, but just for people who might not know how to handle this, I'm typing the thing using that keyboard. Okay, so let's go the next meaning. It's beautiful, lovely, charming. Okay, I'm seeing some. What is the meaning? What is the word within parenthesis? The parenthesis, as I said, was the vyutpatihi of the shabda. There was a question about what is the word within the parenthesis, vyutpatihi of the shabda. Okay. Maybe I will go up to questions later. I am getting distracted with questions now. I will get back to questions. Okay. And there was one question about, okay, the meanings are, one meaning is black, one meaning is white. Yes, it is contrary, but Rama means white in some contexts, Rama means black in some contexts. It depends on how the usage is. So you have to always look at the context. Okay, as I said, the Rama, Ramaha, Rama, Ramam, iti, there are three different use words in different lingas. And then the next comes Ra, and he says a dash and a Maha, he puts. So this, how you read it is, you have to read it as Ramaha. It means Ramaha. Ramaha is always Purlinga Shabda. So when dictionary, the Koshakara gives this Maha, he is actually putting a lot of information inside that. One is, he is saying it is a Purlinga Shabda and it is Ramaha. Because he puts a Visarga at the end, he intends to say it's a Pullinga Shabda. In some cases, he will put a M there. We will look at it. But here, by just putting a Visarga, he is saying it's a Pullinga Shabda. And then, when you come to Ramaha, there are many meanings again. The first meaning is N of three celebrated personages. What does N of mean? N of, whenever you see in Apte, N of, it means name of. So, name of three celebrated personages. First is Parashurama, and then Balarama, and then the Balarama son of Vasudeva, and brother of Krishna. When you see QQVV, it means see under that word. Like, you have to look at Krishna, you have to see under that word to understand more about Balarama. So, QQVV means look under that entry. And then the third one is Ramachandra, or Sita Rama, son of Dasharatha and Kausalya, and the hero of the Ramayana. So Ramaha means name of three people. That is one entry. And then he gives the how the word is derived in the Puranas. Rashabdha Vishwavachanaha Maschapi Ishwarvachakaha Vishwadineshwaro Yo Hi Tena Ramas Pragirtitaha. So, like, Ra Shabdaha is Vishwavachanaha. So, Ra means the word. Mascha Ishwara Vachakaha. So, he's the master of the whole world. So, whoever is the master of the whole world, he is Rama. This is what it is derived in the Puranas. It is one of the meanings of this Rama word is given in the Puranas. That's what he means here. After that, he gives a brief, brief summary of the entire Ramayana. So when quite a boy, he with his brother was taken by Vishwamitra, all these things. And then he keeps going until he killed Ravana along with his whole host of demons. And then Rama, attended by his wife and friends in battle, triumphantly returned to Ayodhya, where he was crowned king by Vasishta. So, this still is Pattabhishekam. He completely gives an entire account of the entire Ramayana here. And then he reigned long and righteously was succeeded by his son Kusha. Now, there is a new thing, and he says Rama is said to be the seventh incarnation of Vishnu, and he quotes Jayadeva, Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mouli Balim Ramaniyam Keshava Dhrita Raghupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. And he says Gita Govindam 1. So this, how do you know this Gita 1 is a thing? You have to go and look at one of the, I will show you, I'll put up in the website, course website, that there are this, he has an appendix of all these words here. When he says Gita, he means Gita Govindam, all these things, appendix of references in the whole dictionary. or you can also, I will, before the end of the class, I will show you, even this website has it. I will show you, I don't want to move away from this page. Okay, so this is the first meaning of Ramaha. As we saw, this is Ramaha, the first meaning. Now, Ramaha has multiple meanings. So the next meaning is a kind of a deer. So a kind of deer is also called Ramaha. And then the third meaning is name of Aruna. And fourth is a lover. Fifth is a horse. So basically, Ramaha is also a horse in some contexts. So it all, if why does he have to give all these things? He actually gives this because these are the prayogas in the entire Sanskrit literature. Basically, he might have even missed out some things, but he says that Ramaha is used in these meanings in the Sanskrit literature. Okay, the next is, he says a hyphen, mam, he says. So when he says mam, what does he mean? Like Ramam, he says. So Ramam, when he says Ramam, it is without any ambiguity, he says it's Napunsakalinga Shabdha. So when you see Ramam and darkness, so he's by just putting that anuswara at after the makara, he's just sealing the thing that it is always Napunsakalinga Shabdha. And then he gives multiple meanings for that. Ramam means darkness. Ramam means leprosy. Kushtam. So this Kushtam is also in Napunsakalinga. So Ramam is also in Napunsakalinga. And a leaf, Tamala leaf, basically Patram also is actually in Napunsakalinga Shabdha. So Ramam Patram. Napunsakalinga Shabdha. So till this, let me see if any questions. So maybe I can... Yeah, okay. So, I'll just keep moving and we will see. So, next comes a completely different aspect of this dictionary, which is comp. When you say comp, it is going to discuss all the compound words. Okay, I see one. Tamala leaf is betel leaf. I don't know. It is mentioned in Bhagavatam. So, I don't know much more than that. The one question was, what is a tamala leaf? Is it a betel leaf? I don't know more than that. Okay, so now we'll go to compounds. So how Apte he actually organizes the dictionary is, he, for example, if you want to look at one shabdha, which is a compound, for example, let's start with this. So when he puts a dash and anujaha, what does he mean here? What does he mean that Rama Anujaha? So here we need a little bit of Sandhi Jnanam, the Sandhi. So when Rama and Anuja, he is forming a compound word with Rama and Anuja. So in Samasa, there is a Sandhi Nityam. I'll take up questions later, or is it something very, Bhavani has a question. I'll come back to your questions. Please bear with me. In Rama and Anuja, so he is actually forming a compound out of this. So in Samasa, the Sandhi is mandatory. So you have to read this as Ramanujaha. Ramanujaha. And then he has put a visarga at the end. So he is saying it's a Pullinga Shabdha. So Ramanujaha. And it is the name of a celebrated reformer, founder of a Vedantic sect and author of several works. He was a Vaishnava. We know he is referring to Ramanujacharya here. So Ramanujaha. So basically, here, very important, you have to know the Sandhi, how to do the Sandhi, Ramanujaha. And here, Rama Yanam. So, and then he puts an Natvam here. So, there is a rule because of the Repha and the Rama, this Nakara becomes a Nakara. So, Rama Yanam. And he puts a Anuswara at the end. So, he makes very clear that it is a Napunsakalika Shabdha. So Ramayanam, Adventures of Rama, is one first meaning. The second meaning is, of Ramayanam, is the name of a celebrated epic by Valmiki, which contains about 24,000 verses in seven khandas or books. So here, how Apte makes words, puts words, is how organizes words is. For example, if you go and search for Ramanujaha, you will not even find in the dictionary. So you have to know Ramanujaha is a compound word, and then you have to come to the let's go to the first word of that compound, first padam, and search under that is what we should see. Yeah, Ramanujaha is also Rama's younger brother, but here he just gives Ramanujaha as the name of Ramanujacharya. Maybe this dictionary is not giving, but some other dictionaries might give that Ramanujaha is actually Lakshmanaha also. Okay, and then Ramayanam we saw. So here it is Rama Ishwaraha. I mean Ramayanam, again we have to read this as Rameshwaraha, not Rama Ishwaraha. So Rameshwaraha is name of a sacred place of pilgrimage, so we know that. And then Rama Girihi, it's name of a mountain. And then after that, in some cases, he also gives a reference. Chakres Nigdha Chayat Tarushu Vasatim Rama Giriyashrameshu. And he gives this particular reference, and I have it here with me, and so looks like it is from Meghaduta and chapter 1 or something. So Girihi. So what is Ramagirihi here? Here Ramagiri Ashrameshu. He gives a reference also. The next is Ramachandraha, Ramabhadraha. So we know that it's the name of Rama. So Ramaya, Ramachandraya, Ramaya, Ramabhadraya, Ramachandraya, Vedase. We know that it is names of Rama only. Okay. Next is Rama Janman. So here there is an ambiguity. Is Rama Janman can be a Pullinga Shabdaha or Nakaranta Napunsakalinga Shabdaha also or anything. So basically here he makes it very clear, saying no, Rama Janman is a Nakaranta Pratipadikam. So if you then go to the Nakaranta Shabda, then we know, okay, it's distinction. Rama Janma, Janman, Janmani, Janmani. Iti. Rama Janman, Rama Janma, Rama Janmani, Rama Janmani. Iti. So Janman, he makes it very clear and he puts a neuter here. So that is the birthday of Rama. So these are the things which you have to really see. So how he is optimizing the real estate in the dictionary, you see. So and then Dutaha. So he puts Visarga at the end and says name of Hanumat or a monkey. Okay, then he also says ti here. So here ti, you have to look at du taha, he said, and then Rama duti. So Rama duti is a kind of a basil, as a some tulsi or something. Okay, and then next is Rama Navami. So Navami, if you look at any ikaranta Shabdaha, it's by default, Dirga Ikaranta Shabdaha, it's by default a feminine gender, by default. He will, if there is any ambiguity, the Koshakara will give. So here Ramanavami is a Strilinga Shabdaha. So you see, it's the ninth day of the bright half of Chaitra, anniversary of birth of Rama. And then Rama Pugaha, it's a kind of a betel nut tree. So on. And then Rama Vallabha, it's a birch tree. Rama Sakaha, it's a name of Sugriva. So there are a lot of friends for Rama, but Rama Sakaha is generally Sugriva when you say Rama Sakaha. And Rama Setuhu, the bridge of Rama, it's in between the Indian Peninsula and Ceylon, and now called the Adams Bridge. Okay, so hopefully I have given you, we went through all the entries here, and hopefully I have given you a brief how to look up this dictionary. So basically all these entries, all these things, abbreviations here matter a lot. So basically even though this particular dictionary, you have to search by the Pratipadikam or the only the stem of the root, the Akaranta Shabdaha, he makes it much more, even instead of writing one M, and masculine, saying masculine, he puts a visarga, which is takes much less space in the dictionary. So, okay. Hopefully, I'll just take a look at some questions. Is it Ramati or Ramaduti? I don't know. Ramati may be there. Rama Vallabha also means friend. I don't know. I mean, if the dictionary doesn't give, probably if it is true, the dictionary will give. How do you know it is Ramaduti or is it, I read it as Ramati. Okay, that's why I told you. So if it's within this parenthesis, if you see. So Ramadutaha, and then after that there is a parenthesis here. So that's why I read it as Ramaduti. Also, if you want to look at some logic here, the T should, because this is an alphabetical order, the T should come before the Du. Okay, somebody in the participants read this as Ramati. Ramati is or something. So, I am saying that it's Ramaduti only. Okay. So, was there any other questions? Okay. End of the session. Okay. If words end in visarga and not masculine, then the dictionary makes it explicit. Yes, it will make it explicit. It will make it explicit. Generally, if the word ends in visarga and not masculine, it is most probably a rephanta shaddha or sakaranta shaddha. We will take a look at those things. Okay. Okay. Good. Let's now go to the next shaddha I wanted to do was Ishwaraha. Ishwara. So I'm going to now go back to my keyboard and then look at Ishwaraha. So I'm going to put a capital I and then for the Shakara, I'll put this one, capital S, Vara, Ishwara. So now I have this Shabda. Okay, I think let me go one of the raised hands are there. I will look at, okay, let me unmute. Swami 1960. You are unmuted. Swami 1960.
No, sir, I will ask at the end. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And Venkateswaran Gopala. Namaste.
Yes, sir. Hello. Namaste. Sir, this practical in the dictionary of Arte, I am not finding in the Google Play.
You won't find in Google Play. I don't think it is in Google Play. Install the dictionary which based on the instructions I gave you in our website, course website.
Okay.
Sadashivam and
After Krishna, in that Rama, meaning of Rama, there is some letters like QQ, VV and all that. What is that?
QQ, VV, it means that you have to look under, it talks about Balarama, that QQ, you go under Krishna and you will find more details about Balarama. That's what it says. QQ, VV means look under that word.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Okay, now let's go to the Ishwara Shabda. Okay. Now again, as I said, Ishwara, it says, and then it gives this printed book page. So, I'm not going to open this. It is again, it will go to that particular page in that dictionary scan website. Okay, and then it again says A, which is adjective, which means it is a visheshanam. So, it is available in all three lingam. So, Ra, Ri, and he puts a F, he says. He says, this Ishwara, even in the previous entry, we saw Rama is the feminine entry. But here he says Ishwara and Ishwari are also feminine entries. So, that could be Ishwara or Ishwari. And there is, and he gives a, the etymology of that, Ishwarach. And then he gives the sutram for that also, Panini sutram. 3 to 175. P means Panini. So if you can go and look at the Vyutpatti here, how this Varach Pratyaha comes to this the Ish, and then the Vyutpatti comes. Okay. Now, we see the first meaning of the word is powerful, able, capable of, with infinity, with infinitive. So, with infinitive means tumun anta. And then he then gives some references how it is there in Kumara Sambhava. And then the second meaning is rich, wealthy. And then he gives Panchatantra, some chapter 2, 67, verse 67 and all these things. Okay. And now this is for the Ishwara, Ishwari, all these adjective tenses, Ishwaram also. So you can all, based on the Visheshyam, you can, the lingam of the word will change for rich, wealthy, powerful and all these things. Now he says Ishwara and then he puts a Visarga at the end. That means it is a Pullinga Shabdaha. So then he says a Lord, Master, Ishwaram Lokor Tathaha Sevete. And he gives a reference which is Mudra Rakshasa and Kapishwaraha. And he then he goes into this So Kapishwaraha, Koshaleshwaraha, Hudayeshwaraha. So means that it means from that from Ishwaraha means a Lord of Master and So a Master of Kapihi. So Kapishwaraha is means Lord of or Master of all the Kapi and Koshaleshwara, the Master of Koshala and Hudayeshwara, the Lord of the Heart or something, etc. So he goes like that. And then the second meaning is a king, prince or ruler. Then he gives another reference from Manusmriti or R means, I don't remember. Okay. And rich or a great man, Trinena Karya Bhavati Ishwaranam Iti. So, and then he gives all the things. So, rich or great man, he gives. And then, Ma Prayacheshwara Dhanam. So, this is a Subhashitam or something. So, it means that don't give Dhanam to somebody who already has food, a lot of money. So, to carry coals to Newcastle. So, he's saying here, compare with to carry coals to Newcastle. So, basically, there is another English proverb to say that, okay, it is like carrying coal to Newcastle, which was anyway the biggest exporter of coal in the entire world sometime back in the 18th century or something. So, he says, okay, compare this Ma Prayacheshwara Dhanam, Ma Prayacheshware Dhanam in Hitopadesha, and he says there is a comparison to that as to carry coals to Newcastle. Apte was actually a great Pandita, so he can quote from many languages also. Okay, and then a fourth meaning is a husband, and then he quotes some other thing from Kirata Arjuna. Nareshwara. So he uses Nareshwara. So basically, again, another thing is, even though he's talking about Ishwaraha, here he's using the Saptami Vibhakti form of it. So we should know that this is a Saptami Vibhakti form of it. So he will not always quote in Prathama Vibhakti. So that level of knowledge we should have. Okay, and then the Supreme God, Parameshwara. And then name of Shiva. We know that name of Shiva is also, we call Ishwaraha as Shiva. In some context, it is the name of Shiva. And then the God of Love, which is Kameshwaraha. And then the Supreme Soul, the soul, that is also called Ishwaraha or something. And then the 11th year, Samvatsara, Salivahana Era. Now he goes into Rari, so basically the feminine forms. It's name of Durga, Lakshmi or any of the Shaktis. Ishwarim Sarvabhutanam Tamiho Pahvayeshriyam. So this Ishwara, Ishwari, and then another, he says Ishwari is name of several plants or trees or something, those things he gives. And that he will say it's only Ishwari, not Ishwara. Okay, now for the compound forms, Adhina. So it is Ishwara Adhina. You have to look it up as Ishwara Adhina and says adjective. So Ishwaradhinam, Ishwaradhina also are there. So subject to a lord or king, dependent on a lord or something. Ishwara Nishedha, denial of existence. So Ishwara Nishedha, here he means it's a pullinga shabdha. Because he puts a visarga at the end. It does not exist in other forms. Ishwara Nishedha, atheism. Ishwara Nishta, there here you can have Ishwara Nishtaha, Ishwara Nishta, Ishwara Nishtam, all these things. And same Ishwara Pujata and Ishwara Puja. Okay. Here Ishwara Puja and he didn't put anything. It's Akaranta. So by default it's a Trilinga Shabdha. We should know that. And then Ishwara Prasadaha, Ishwara Bhavaha, Ishwara Vibhutihi. And then he puts a F here. See, the Ikaranta, Hraswa Ikaranta Shabdaha can be both, we can Hari Shabdavat or Mati Shabdavat. So Hari Shabdavat are all masculine forms. Mati Shabdavat are all feminine forms. And here he makes it very clear. Ishwara Vibhutihi and he puts a F here. So there he says it's a feminine form, not a masculine form. Okay. And then and the Ishwara Sadman. And he says it's an Akaranta Shabdaha. And he says it's a temple. So the Prathama Ekavachana form is Ishwara Sadma, a temple. And Ishwara Sabham. So okay, here so Ishwara Sabham. So when there is a when in the Sabha Shabdaha, it is when it is done a compound is done with Ishwara, it is always an Napunsakalinga form. Ishwara Sabham. And then Ishwara Seva. Seva again is a Srilinga Prayoga. Okay. So maybe I will go back to questions now. Some hand raised. Anybody new hand raised? I see the same people. Okay, maybe they didn't. I should put that. Okay, we'll come at the end to the questions. We can do one more shabdaha also. Now we'll go to dharmaha. So I'm going to search only as dharma. Okay, before that. Yeah. Okay, what does COMP mean? Okay, COMP means compound. COMP means compound. That these are all compound words. And you should always look up a compound based on the first letter, first padam of that compound. So if you want to look at Ishwara Nishedaha, you have to come to Ishwara Shabdaha. If you search Ishwara Nishedaha, you will not even find it in the dictionary. Okay. Okay, I have one person. With infinitive means tumun iti artha. So let me just there was one question about powerful, capable of with infinitive. So it is not that it says Ishwaritum, it says like capable of this particular thing I'm not very sure. We have to look at this thing. I don't want to give you a wrong information. It's not Ishwaritum, but so I will have to take a look at it and come back to you. Okay, there's another question maybe. I'll just there is one hyphen before Ra and two hyphens before Ri. Yeah, it shows what does it indicate. Okay, that's a good question. So here there was Ishwara and Ishwari. So what it means is it is only under the same. When he puts two hyphens, he's saying that it is a subpart of this Ra itself. So both are valid feminine forms. So that he says, then he says name of Durga and Lakshmi. Both are valid feminine forms. That's what he says. Okay, what else? Okay. Let me just go to the Dharma Shabda then. We'll come back again to questions. Hopefully, I will give some 10 more, one more Shabda we'll do and we'll stop. We'll take questions. So, when I say Dharma, Dharma is not found, first of all. Okay, what's happening here? Dharma itself is not found. So, but now we, that's why I asked you to go to the list display so that we can go to the nearest best search. So, Dharma, we'll click on Dharma and you get Dharmaha as the word here. Okay. For Dharmaha, he gives a vyutpati here as Dhiyate Lokaha Anena. Dharati lokam va. So he gives two vitpatihi, how the etymology is, two forms, and he gives dhru man from unadi koshaha. So this un means unadi, some unadi pratyaha is like unadi ganaha, sutram is there, unadi sutram 1.137. You can take a look at it. And then the first most important meaning is the religion, the customary observances of a caste, sect, etc. So that is Dharmaha. And then I am taking Dharma as a Shabda because this is a very unique Shabda for like Sanskritam. So basically it is very difficult to translate this. You will know from this entry, look at the number of meanings for this. 22 meanings just for Dharma. So it is very difficult to translate this into any other language. So basically, that's why our scriptures we should learn in our own, in Sanskritam language itself and not translate it. If you translate it, it's very difficult. So in each way, in each context, it is used in different meanings. How will you, it's very difficult to read a translated text with this. Okay. Okay. The next meaning is law, usage, practice, customs, and all these things. So I don't want to go into all the meanings. Let me come and skip some meanings here, and then I want to tell you some new things which we didn't learn before. So look at the eighth meaning: nature, disposition, character. And then he gives a reference. After that, he gives prani, and then one symbol like this. So he gives prani, and then symbol. So then he says prani dharmaha, jiva dharmaha. So he also gives this where dharma is the second part of a compound like this. So nature, it's prani dharmaha means the nature of any prani, or jiva dharmaha is the nature of any jiva. By this he says prani dharmaha, jiva dharmaha. And then essential quality, peculiarity, and all these things. So keep going down. Let me go. Okay. Well, let's look at the 15th meaning, an Upanishad, Q.V. So he asks you to go and look under Upanishad. QV means look under. Tyartha. Okay. Okay, and the 16th meaning is the name of Yudhishthira. We know that Yudhishthira's name is also Dharma. Name of Yama. And all these things. Now coming to the compound. The compound is dharmangaha, dharmanga, dharmanga. Here again, there is a bracket here, so you should not read this as dharmaga, dharmangaha, dharmanga. You have to read that way. And dharma, dharmau. Masculine dual, he gives that dharma dharmau. See, that dharma dharmau can be also, there could be there could be a doubt in the mind that why is it a masculine word or feminine word. So dharma dharmau, he makes it very clear, masculine dual. And dharma dharma with, so basically dharma dharma with, you have to read it that way. So masculine, dharma dharma with. So Mimamsaka, who knows the right and wrong course of action. So basically here, you should not read this as dharma, dharmau with. So here you should know how you form a samasa, all the subantas will be dropped, like the subanta pratyayas will be dropped. So you should read it as dharma, dharma with, this particular word. Okay, and then adhikaranam, dharma adhikaranam. There are two words. And then he gives second word, dharma adhikaranaha, a judge. So on. And then here you see dharmadhikaranikaha or dharmadhikarin. And then he puts a masculine M here. So the prathama ekavachanam form for that is dharmadhikari. So he makes it very clear by putting an M here. And then dharmadhikaranin. So dharmadhikaranin, a masculine, it's a judge or something. So on, it keeps going. So basically there are quite a few components with dharma. I'll keep moving down because there is a lack of time. Okay. And then here you should do a sandhi properly here. Dharmendraha. Dharmendraha. Iti. Dharmeshaha. Dharmottaraha. Dharmottara. And then all three forms are there. And then so on, you can keep going down. There are quite a few compound words here. So dharma janman or dharma jan, and he puts a masculine here. It's a dharma janma is the name of Yudhishthira. Okay. I keep going down. I know I'm... I'm just looking for anything, something new. We already saw all the most of the important abbreviations. So, okay, here, let's look at this. Vid. So, here it is dharma vid. Dharma vid means familiar with the law. So, then, here he says uttamaha, name of Vishnu. So, this is dharma vid uttamaha. We should read that, dharma vid uttamaha. Okay, and then keep coming down. Okay, here see Dharma Sabha. Earlier we saw the Ishvara Sabham, but that is when Ishvara is the Purva Pada of that Samasa, it's always an Apunsakalingaha. Here Dharma Sabha, the Court of Justice. Okay, and then Dharma Swamin. Is epithet of Buddha. An epithet means a name of Buddha. Okay, we'll probably stop here. And then I'll take some questions. Hopefully I've given you enough to start looking at Nama Padani. Okay. So, there are quite a few good comments in the chat window and questions. So, one question is, I said the Vigraha Vakyam will be given in dictionary, like Ishwarani Dhinaha. But it's not seen here in the dictionary. I mean, the Vigraha Vakyam of all forms will not be given because that is, if they give the everything, all forms, all very obvious forms, then it's not, dictionary is not the very optimizable. So, I told you they will give Vigraha Vakyas for something which is like weird forms or some forms which is not, it's out of the ordinary or something. So, Isharadinaha is like, it's a very simple compound. Okay, is there any other question? Okay, let me go to the hand raised. Sorry. Okay, any hand raised here? Jagadish Acharya. Namaste, Jagadish Acharya. Namaste.
No, the INF may not be infinitive. I think it is to show Ishwara has infinite power capacity.
No, it is infinitive. With infinitive, I mean, here it's doing a practical is parts of speech. So that is infinitive. I will clarify that in next class. It is there in the next edition of Apta Dictionary. If you take a look at it, he also gives a with infinitive form. Okay. VN Meena.
There was a bird, dharma ghasaraha, full moon. What is that? It's for
Okay, dharma ghasara.
Yeah. It was not okay,
let's look at it. Yeah, let's look at it.
Meaning was full moon, something like that.
Okay, dharma ghataha is there. Full moon, huh? We can search it. Okay, yeah, dharma ghasaraha. Yeah, dharma ghasaraha is the day of full moon. Yeah, that's what it means.
It is called full moon day? Purnami?
Correct. Correct. That's what it means. I'm not an expert, but that's what it means here. So.
Oh.
Okay, Nivedita, your question, Nivedita ji. Okay, so.
Yeah, so R is Raghu Vamsa and that infinitive is Kartum, Kivapi Kartum Ishwara. That is the reference that I have typed it in questions. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw.
I typed the shloka there and the questions.
Yeah. Yeah, so correct. Thank you. That is useful. Okay.
It is Yavata Yutum Ishwaraha is the usage there in 15.7 of Raghu Vamsa.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, so it's not infinity.
So to do something Ishwaraha, that is how the Tumun comes there.
Correct. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Trishur Vishwanathan. Namaste. Trishur Vishwanathan ji. Okay. Vamsi Sudha.
Hello. Namaste, Mahode.
Namaste.
I have a student Sanskrit English dictionary which is written by Vaman Apte. Yeah. Is it the same one or
It's not the same one. That is a abridged edition of the big dictionary. That is the student.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just see there's some other words missing in that.
Oh, yeah. So it is because it's a smaller dictionary. This is a bigger dictionary.
Okay, fine. I'll go for the new one. Yeah. Thank you, Mahode. You are teaching very well and very extensively. Thank you so much.
Dhanyavada. Swaminathan ji. Swaminathan one.
More of a, can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
I have a question not directly related to what you discussed today. I missed the first class. You gave some handout how to install the dictionary.
Yeah,
I borrowed the document. It's not working the way it is supposed to be. So, is there anything I'm missing?
Sorry. What is the problem? Maybe you can send an email to this email address in the course website. I will take a look.
Okay, I will. I also installed Golden Dictionary by some other means. So, it does give the all possible ways of searching it, just like you are searching on the screen. But it doesn't go through this kind of a detail. So it is specifically only uptime, the format of what are reading.
Yeah, I don't know. So you are asking that in the Golden Dictionary, I didn't quite follow the question. Can you repeat
it? Okay, I installed the Golden Dictionary.
Okay.
Because some other course I took from Yomananda Sastra that instructor showed us how to install Golden Dictionary.
Okay.
I installed it. So it gives me all possible options. One of them is uptime.
Okay.
However, when I click on a word, I don't go into this kind of a detailed variations you are giving here.
Yeah. Okay. So I think you have installed the next edition of the dictionary that has not been really put in a very viewable form. So you have to really look for this Apte 1890 edition.
Okay. That is very useful. That's what you are describing today. Very useful.
Okay. Okay, I think there are quite a few questions. If there is, I will answer quite a few. Let me take one or last two questions. Swami, 1960. Is there any question which you already typed something out here, I think. Okay, somebody is asking me. Yeah, go ahead. Somebody is asking me for my email ID. You can send the email to that email address in the web course web page. It will come to me. You can look at the course web page. Okay, so I think we will stop here because this time is up. If you have any questions, send an email to the. Okay, let me ask answer some. Okay, there are quite a few questions now. Lot of hands raised. Let me take one or two questions. I don't want to keep. If people want to drop out, please feel free to drop out. I will just answer a couple of questions and then leave. Vasanta N.
I'm calling from San Francisco.
Okay.
I just want to know what is the dhatu for dharmaha shabda. Is it dharmaha is the dhatu?
No, dhri is the dhatu. If you go into the first dhriyate or dharati, dhri and man, it says. So dhri is the dhatu.
Dhri is the dhatu. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jaya Govinda Das, he's unmuted, he's muted himself. Okay, I think maybe we'll stop here. If there is any questions, we can send you an email or we will, if you send the email, if the question is really worth discussing in the class, I will not answer that.
Can I ask my question now?
Yeah, please go ahead. Please, yeah.
When I typed, the word in Sanskrit like Ram,
okay.
The Aptes Shaktakosh did not give the alternatives in Sanskrit. In fact, it showed only words in English, in Roman alphabet.
I know, I told you, I think I discussed this in the class, maybe you are not there. Go to the preferences.
Okay, sure.
Go to preferences here. Are you seeing the screen?
All right.
Are you seeing the screen? Okay, so in that, if you click on preferences, it will show up one thing, box like that. In that, the input display and the server display, everything should be in Devanagari. Make sure that...
All right, yeah.
Okay?
Yes. Okay. I see. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Thanks. Okay, so I think we will stop the class here because it's 5 minutes past the time. I will just tell the Mangala Shloka and we will end the class. Swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaah go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam lokaah samastaah sukhino bhavantu.